Chapter 48. The jets started sputtering mere seconds after I went back outside. I didn't wait. The moment the blue flames directly below me went off, I jumped. A blast of heat threatened to crisp me as it spat back on moments after I passed. But I made it. As I predicted, I spent a few chaotic seconds falling through wet, gray clouds, and then I emerged over the hinterland. I was still pretty damn high. I was thousands of feet in the air. I'd played enough games that involved skydiving that I knew how to position my arms and body. At this height, I could see a few guardians spread out in the distance. I could see Tem, the beetle kaiju of the alienists. It breathed fire at a black horde of something that attacked it on the battlefield. Further west was the Shrill, its tentacles swirling about angrily. North and a little east and much closer floated multiple beige-colored balloons. I knew this was the top of Kolo Kolo, the half-slug, half-rat kaiju of the Shade Gremlins. The corpulent guardian was held alight by the balloons, but they didn't actually grant the creature flight. They were more of a method of keeping the monstrosity's weight from crushing itself. I steered away from the swamps the best I could. To the south, the rift itself glowed a deep orange. It was a jagged crack in the world. Paskunji circled above it, the flaming phoenix screaming something at the void. In seconds, the bird kaiju was higher than I was. The last thing I wanted was to be directly below the area of Little Cibola. I angled west the best I could, aiming for the hills that represented Banksy's regeneration area. The ground there was a grassy plain with sparse trees to the west. I still wouldn't be safe there. I'd have to hit the ground running. I cast Hinder when I guessed I was mere seconds from slamming against the ground. I slowed to a parachute-like descent. I'd slowed down too early. You idiot! Being 3 seconds from splattering over the hillside did not translate to 3 seconds of gentle fall. This spell was not meant for use at such a height. I cringed as the time ran out while I was still a good 30 feet off the ground. Much too high. I yanked the menu back open and cast Invulnerable, my backup spell. More durability. I needed more durability. My health stayed at the top, thanks to my invulnerability, but I still needed to heal the physical damage. I'd forgotten the pain. Fuck this invulnerable spell. I didn't have enough soul points left to heal myself. I pulled a healing potion and downed it. It worked much more slowly than reconstitute. Dozens of green and yellow-tagged weasel things popped out of the ground, inspecting me as I gasped for breath.
Little fuckers.
I looked up into the sky. Nothing yet. But any second now. The weasel creatures started chattering, but they didn't attack. I didn't have time to wait and see what would happen next. I turned toward the woods, and I ran. It looked like Epsilon had succumbed to Count Franz and Bernadette's virus. The Guardian had fallen offline, and he now tumbled toward the surface, along with the entire city of Little Cibola. That's right, assholes. I still had 10 seconds of invulnerable left. I had wanted to save it for when Epsilon hit the ground. It would run out before that happened. The weasels decided at that moment to attack. I pulled my rifle and shot one point blank. It screamed, flying back. It did not die. Each furry monster was about 2 feet long and was a fast, long tube of angry teeth. I focused my fire on the yellow-tagged ones as I ran. They eased back, but they continued to chase me at a distance. I shot my hook, reaching a tall tree branch as I approached the woods. I tried a Spider-Man move, retracting and swinging my way forward. It didn't quite work how I hoped, but I knew with practice I could probably get decent at it. Still, the move gave me just enough momentum to pull away from the weasels. These woods were nothing like the thicker forest to the north. This was more like an apple orchard with widely dispersed trees. The whining shriek of incoming artillery pierced the air. I glanced over my shoulder to see the descending meteor plummet toward the earth. I stopped then, seeing the size of the fireball. A wave of the weasel monsters poured at me. Hundreds of them. A few in the back of the crowd were red-tagged. It didn't matter. They didn't get to me.